This is Glenn Close on CFRC 101.9 FM on Queen's University campus in Kingston.
Mississippi Queen! And when I listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat. Yes, 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 this rocks! And then sometimes I switch it up like, no! No! Don't stop a rocking!
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Lover, don't be sad. Think of the time we had, the moments truer now, it won't last. I don't wanna wave goodbye, shout out a thousand times, I love you till the moment dies. What am I gonna do? I can't survive. That you love to dance, but you don't know how. It doesn't mean that we can't try. Fix me in your twilight eyes, so we can make a moment last.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to your Friday morning indie wake-up call. This is Jesse Bell with you here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's about 4.5 minutes after 8 o'clock, and that was Winter Sleep with America, because it is the 4th of July. But rather than treating this in kind of a celebratory or exuberant way, we're mostly just going to slide past the Americana in favor of Canadiana today on your Indie Wake Up Call. We've got a few American bands and artists, but we're going to be playing a metric butt ton of CanCon, so I hope you'll stick around for that. And Folks, I hope you're ready to get straight into the swing of things. I don't really want to talk about the 4th of July. I don't really want to talk about America as best I can. So why don't we pivot into a little bit of Canadian content? This is The Beaches with Jocelyn.
swear there's people that can see me through the window. Downstairs toilet still won't flush, and my landlord's hat's brush off all my calls, it's bound to overflow. And I'm living in this summer sublet heat on Earl Street. I go to the Mary Market corner store when I just can't be alone no more. I wallow through the dusty yellow aisles, and I look to the already fire. It's like I'm living just 1 week that's on repeat on Earl Street. Yeah, I know it's bleak, but baby, I don't mind. If you go south,
thank you. KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mack, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and Neo Grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single from Krista Van Slingerland and Evan Massey's new local duo Friday's Child and The Lost Congregation. Recorded on Wolf Island with Jake Berry and featuring session musicians Jason Mercer, Liam Cole, and Chris Brown, the debut track Fault Lines is full of life and groove that delivers a vibrant performance with a psychedelic jazz funk vibe that sets the tone of their debut record Broken Home, Volume 1. The duo will also make their full band debut on July 11th at the Broom Factory with support from Kingston bands Lake Porter and Bad Fortune. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Fault Lines by Friday's Child and The Lost Congregation on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Titanique. Y a des choses que je comprendrai jamais. Pyramide. Et j'ai pensé tomber contre toi, Italique. J'entends toujours le son de ta voix qui m'invite, mon amour. Et plus je me sens à l'aise, ironique. Et j'ai pensé mourir avec toi, cyanide. J'entends toujours le son de ta voix qui m'invite, mon amour. I've been away and now I'm back to you. C'est arrivé. You make me feel good. La main sur ma taille, on s'en va dans le taxi. C'est vraiment super sexy. You make me feel nice, frissant every time. J'y ai pensé mille fois. If you want me, dis-le-moi. You make me feel good.
We're back, folks. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are at the 8:30 mark, and you just heard Charlotte Cardin with Feel Good. We also had a release radar by Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation. Fault Lines have been playing that one quite a bit, and for good reason. We also had Piner with Cold Moon, Lauren Carson with Earl Street. We also heard music from Luscious with Love Child, and we kicked it all off with The Beaches and Jocelyn. Outside of the track by The Beaches, that was all not just CanCon, but King Kong, Kingston content for you. Yes, it is the 4th of July, but I'm keeping the American music to a minimum, although you will hear a good swath of it over the next music block. Starting with, that's right, it's time once again to talk REM. Let's talk Athens, Georgia's favorite sons. We've been working our way through the discography. We've been choosing a couple prime tracks here and there to highlight and discuss. And today, we've now moved past the commercial and maybe critical peak, depends on how you view these next two albums in particular, of the band. They have now gone from the biggest band in the world on one of the most lucrative contracts with one of the largest record labels into their post-peak period, and in the regards to today's album, kind of post-grunge period. That's right, we've seen REM kind of slowly progress from college indie alt rock icons to, you know, the kind of archons of major studio releases, and now they shift, maybe a bit late, into the realm of grunge. And I've seen some people, I would say, let's say haters, let's say people that aren't particularly fond of the band to begin with, kind of refer to this as a trend-chasing album, but I don't think that's the case, largely because, I don't know, they feel like they preceded grunge, obviously not just chronologically, but musically. So this feels more like they're dipping their toes into the genre they helped to create, and I think they do a pretty good job of it. 1994's Monster. I think to many people, this is probably best known as the album you see at Value Village or Talese, like thrift shops stocking the shelves, the kind of burnt orange background with sort of like a tiger, black cat on the cover. And that prevalence in thrift stores, I think, is largely due to how successful the band's last record, Automatic for the People, was. So everybody bought the follow-up, and the follow-up was not necessarily everybody's cup of tea. Monster is the beginning of this interesting period for the band where they continuously shift genre focuses on an album-to-album basis. There was that sense of continuity and consistency throughout the 80s. You saw them experiment and move more into the realm of pop in the early 90s, but 1994's Monster is back to the harder, jangly guitars of releases past, like Life's Rich Pageant, for instance. But also, they are now moving into new horizons they had never really kind of explored. And that's something that, especially over the next two albums that follow this, really takes them to strange, sometimes successful, sometimes not so successful, new places. So Monster, yes, this is the grunge kind of weird, twisted mirror, glam rock at times album. I was going to say it's a love-hate, but I think, broadly speaking, the consensus among fans is that this is a good album, and I share that belief as well. At the very least, it is not a boring album. It's interesting. They go for a lot of things, and it's a significant album for a number of reasons, including the fact that it's the last album to feature their drummer Bill Berry, who on the tour that followed the release of Monster would actually suffer a brain aneurysm. Thankfully, he survived. He's still doing his thing, but he would leave the band, obviously citing very understandable health concerns. So this is the end of the Bill Berry era. This is an album also written at a time of great kind of personal turmoil for Michael Stipe in particular. One of the two tracks we're going to play today, Let Me In, is actually dedicated to Kurt Cobain, who had taken his life just a short time prior to this. Cobain and Stipe were famously collaborating on some kind of more acoustic stripped down album that was apparently going to be released around this time. Obviously never happened. And Stipe took the death of Kurt Cobain quite hard. And what's interesting and really quite tragic is the next album we're going to cover has another kind of eulogistic song dedicated to River Phoenix. So this is a time in Michael Stipe's life. In 1992, people thought he was suffering from HIV. In 1994, he's bearing his soul to people in this really kind of like almost noise-ish, just guttural track about the death of Kurt Cobain. So he's going through it, folks. He's really going through it. It's been a hard time for Michael Stipe, and I think that is reflected in the overall lyrics of the album itself. There's a lot of music in here that deals with, you know, the darker sides of fame, the difficulty that comes with being such a public figure, especially in the United States of America. So we've got two tracks we're going to look at today. I think these are two tracks that really capture the new sonic direction of this album. One is The King of Comedy, and the other is Let Me In. And I don't want to go too much more into depth and detail because I think the music does speak for itself. There are a lot of tracks worth checking out on Monster. I don't know if I'd say it's a no-skip album, but I don't really think, I'm just looking at the track listing again now, that there's anything on here that is, yeah, that falls outside the overall theme of the album. I think it's a very focused album. If you're not into, like, sludge guitar, it's probably not going to be your thing. But, yeah, basically every song on Monster is worth checking out. You may be familiar with Strange Currencies. It was used in Season 3 of The Bear. Beautiful love ballad. Very similar to Everybody Hurts in its kind of layout and conceit. Probably why I didn't choose to play it today. But, you've got What's the Frequency, Kenneth, which was a huge hit at the time. Feels like a very Gen X way of saying, you know, WTF. There's a long story related to that, but we don't have time to get into. Some other choice cuts from this album. I Like You, which is the album closer. It's, I think, the perfect distillation of everything new they were experimenting with. I Don't Sleep, I Dream is a pretty interesting track. And Bang and Blame is like the perfect post-grunge, post-glam rock track. So there's a lot of stuff. I really do recommend you check out Monster. You could probably get it at a thrift shop. It is everywhere, as we mentioned earlier. Spend $4 on it. Find it online. Stream it. Hey, if you want to get a deluxe remastered edition, they're selling those too. But it's an album worth checking out, and it marks the start of a trend for the band where pretty much every new album was a new musical frontier that eventually flames out for them. But I think it was a very interesting period to be a fan. So here we go, folks. We have got King of Comedy and Let Me In, and then we're going to play a bit of new music to cleanse the palate as well. I hope you'll stay with us on this Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Make your money with a student tie.
Hey there, Kingston. Looking for the latest in arts and culture? Join me, Ellie Sturton, Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. for the Kingston Curator. Featuring interviews with artists themselves, I'll explore what's happening around town. From live music and theater to gallery shows, festivals, and more. Catch it live on CFRC 101.9 FM, stream at cfrc.ca, or listen anytime on the CFRC Podcast Network. The Kingston Curator, your backstage pass to Kingston's creative scene.
Hey, Kingston families, looking for an unforgettable summer adventure for your kids? Look no further than ASSIS Camps right on Queen's University campus. ASSIS Camps offers English and French programming for children ages 4 to 12. Campers participate in crafts, games, experiments, field trips, and activities with special weekly guests. ASSIS staff ensures a safe, packed summer with memories that'll last a lifetime. Spots are filling up fast, so register now at assiscamps.ca.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Hey Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd-numbered houses water on odd days, even-numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count.
Your place or my place, it doesn't matter to me. Your lips, my tongue, they're intertwined. You want us locked in, I'll give you my sympathy. One thing I want to find. So take off your clothes, unlock your door. 'Cause when I come over, you're gonna get some. I know it's not quite what you want. Being on call for me, waiting up for me. But when I want you all over. That you're in love, 'cause I'm not trying to walk the line. And whoever you see, I'm saying is fine with me. 'Cause I won't say what I'm doing tonight. You know what? I want you all over me. I want you all.
You just